Welcome back to another exciting two-game Saturday WNBA slate. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor. And today we have a regular game at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we have a ABC game. I'm talking about the Battle of the Super Teams, the rematch of the WNBA Finals taking place at 12 p.m. Pacific. But before we dive into that, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered up with BetOnline, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for 50% off, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, the last time I was on the pod, I was high on somebody on the Dallas Wings by the name of Tierra McCowan. And I said if her P plus R come in up to 24, just to take the over on that, and she was able to smash over on that prop. So we was able to start it off with a check mark. Then in the same matchup, they was facing the Seattle Storm. I said if Skylar Diggins came in at 7 assists to play the over on that, most books had her at 6 or 6.5. Sadly, she finished the game with 6 assists, and we ended up either getting a push or an ets on that. Then, on the final prop, I said Kelsey Plum should be able to get 3, possibly 4 3-pointers in that matchup against the Mercury. Since if the Aces were to actually hit that game total, and they went over the game total, they would need to hit at least 13 3-pointers. And realistically, Plum will need to connect on 4 or 5 of those 3-pointers. Now, the Aces ended up hitting 14 3-pointers that game, but I was wrong. Plum did not hit 4 3-pointers. It was Jackie Young who ended up hitting 7. So that was another X. So depending on when you got the props, we either went 1 check, 2 X's for the night, or 1 check, 1 push, 1 X for the night. Sadly, it wasn't the profitable night on Thursday. Couldn't profit on Thursday, but I'm looking to bounce back on this two-game slate. And to start the slate off, we're going back to the Wings. We're going back to Dallas. And they will be hosting the number one team in the WNBA, which is the Connecticut Sun. Sadly, this is just a marquee matchup. Won't be having too much interest in it, especially with this game total. Set at 158.5 right now. Suns are favored to win by 6.5, but I do think it could get out of hand. Now, since this game does have a low game total and it could be a blowout, you know this means a whole lot of less ownership than you will be expecting on players in a two-game slate. So you automatically get a 10% ownership discount just by rostering players in this game. But before I even talk about rostering players, I'm going to go back to a player I was high on Thursday, which is Tierra McCown. I said I was higher on her points and rebounds, and she was able to soar over on Thursday. But it's a new day. It's also a weekend. Also the number one team that they're going to be playing against. So, if her points and rebounds come in at 22 or higher, possibly 21 or higher, I will be playing the under on that. And I will not have any ownership of her in DFS on this slate. Now, when it comes to the Wings, They do have somebody with an over 30% usage rate who is 10K. And I do think her ownership will be around 25 to 35%. Always somebody you could use in GPP or cash. But I will make it a little bit harder on myself and say, if I had to roster three players who not name Arike, how will I be attacking the wings? So I will be looking at Maddie Seeger, CS74 on the slate, and Monique Billings at A2. With Seegers, I do feel like she will have the safer floor between the two. So in my cash games, I will be putting Seegers in. For GPPs, I will spend a little bit more for Billings. Then for the third piece, I do feel like it's going to be another cash or GPP play. If you're playing GPP, JC Sheldon is 3-8. She's been getting close to 20 minutes in the past two or three games. And I do see the trend continue. So if you're playing GPP or if you're playing like a Stars and Scrubs build, definitely will see myself plugging in JC. But if I'm trying to figure out a last piece for a lineup, GPP or a cast, Yuzin is 5'7", and she's definitely going to have the PT. The production is always going to be the question for her. But definitely will be safer than playing Sheldon. Funny enough, they're both rookies, and their ability to occasionally hit on a three-pointer and also get a couple of assists and rebounds is pretty much the same. It's just opportunity is there more for using right now due to her grasp of the offense. Now, moving on to the Sun, the number one team in the WNBA. You have Alyssa Thomas at 11-1. And the crazy thing is, I do think her ownership will be under 30%. Don't get me wrong. I can see her getting close to 45, 50 fantasy points in this spot, but I'm not leaning going that way right now. I want to save a little bit of salary to get somebody who should be the highest usage player on the Sun side, which is Dawana Bonner. She's 8'7". And I think that's going to be my main spend up for the Sun side. If I need a last piece, Tiffany Mitchell and Tasha Harris is kind of how I'm looking to save salary or get exposure to this game. Mitchell is 4-1. So definitely somebody you would be seeing a lot of players using for the Stars and Scrubs build. And then Tasha Harris is 6'9 right now. And if you're able to fit her in at a final piece, cash, possibly even GPP, I don't mind, but she's going to be more of a cash game player for me if I get there. Now we have the finals rematch. We have the Aces. We have the Liberty in Las Vegas. And do we have a game total? Right now it's set at 172.5, and the Aces are favored by 2.5. But before we even start talking about the Sipper teams, I'm gonna be reading this slate as if both the point guard and one of the veteran stateswomen of the league, Courtney Vandersloot, will be out. Both of them are questionable right now. So definitely check into the news before tip-off to know if any of these two players will be playing. So again, I will be assuming both Gray and Vandersloot will be out. So to start off with the visiting team, the Liberty, I'm a huge fan of Breonna Stewart in this spot. I was looking at a couple of early points, rebounds, and assist lines, and I saw it around 34 to 36, and honestly, even at 36, I don't mind playing the over on her in this spot. If this game gets to this game total, I really do think she could smash that line. When it comes to DFS, she is priced at 10-8. Definitely think she will be the highest spend up on the slate and definitely has the potential to be the top scoring player on the slate. Don't has a decent floor, so cash or GPP, I really don't mind playing her in either. And she does have the ability to get you 30 actual points in this matchup. Now, if you're not playing Stewie, you do have a GPP player at 10K. I believe she's exactly 10K, named Jonquel Jones. I do think she will be the lowest owned player that costs 10K or more. But the floor can be less than double digits if you play her. I'm leaning towards fading her in this spot. But if you do play her, she does have the potential to get you a 15 and 10 game with a couple of blocks, possibly a couple steals. But only in GPPs would I see myself going there. And right now, I'm not going there. But I understand the logic for going there since the ownership should be low. Now, when it comes to the two backcourt players, you got Enescu at 9-2 and Laney at 8K. Now, in cash games, I really do think you're going to see a lot of builds have Enescu and Stewie in their cash game lineups. In GPP, I will be leaning more towards Laney. I do feel like both of them have decent floors, but I would not roster both. I definitely would play it as choose one or the other. Outside of that, Phoebic, she's 4'9". I don't typically like rostering her, but if you get there and you have 4'9 to spend as a last piece, I really don't mind plugging her in. She has a solid rotation in this lineup right now, especially with Vandersloot out. And she also have the ability to connect from beyond the arc, pull down a couple of rebounds, which is always a positive, especially when you're playing a high-scoring game like this one is predicted to be. Now, moving on to the back-to-back champion, we got Asia Wilson, who is the safest play and possibly the most start player for your cash game builds. Definitely in a spot where she could get you 30 and 10. And not really much else to be said. She will cost you 12K. It is a little pricey, but her floor is safe. And the ceiling is, well, the ceiling is the roof when it comes to her. Now, if you're fading Wilson, you're definitely going to have Young or Plum or both in your lineup. Young, definitely going to have the higher ownership. She went nuclear against the Mercury on Thursday. Nothing on 7-3s, grabbed a good amount of rebounds, got a couple of touch plays in there as well. So if you're playing cash games, Young will probably be the route to go. For me, I'm looking at Plum as more of a GPP option, and that's kind of how I'm landing. And if her, when it comes to her props, if her three-pointer comes in at 3, probably won't play the 3.5. If it comes in at 3, 2.5, I definitely will be on the over on that. I also think she's in a spot where she could get you 20 actual points and probably 5, maybe 6 assists if everything lines up with the game total. Now, the final piece, if you get there, Tiffany Hayes is its 3. I really don't like using her outside of cash games. I will not be using her in GPPs. But at 6'3", in your cash games, if you get there as a final piece, I really don't mind rostering that. Does have the potential to get you 12 to 15 points in a game, as well as a couple of rebounds and assists. Now, outside of that, that's how I'm attacking this slate. If you want to chat with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always talking about all levels of basketball. Still got at least one more game of the NBA Finals. We wrapped up on most of the EuroLeague seasons and the competitions that teams are in. But the free agency is coming, and man, do we have some major moves happening in European basketball. Outside of that, hopefully we're able to go 3 for 3 on our props today. Hopefully you hit on all your props, and hopefully you're able to take down all your contests. And with that, until next time.